Hi, everyone, and welcome to English for You. My name is Joe.
My name is Polly. Okay, a traditional Chinese festival is around the corner. Do you know what festival it is?
Let's see, festival coming up around the corner. I'm drawing a blank, but I bet it involves food in some way.
Yeah, okay, so the festival is Dragon Boat Festival, 端午节. And do you know what food we eat during this festival?
I do know what we eat during the Dragon Boat Festival. It's called Zongsi.
Right.
I eat those every year. Please forgive my pronunciation of that. But yeah, I do eat a lot of those every year, probably too many.
Yeah, Zongsi. And this is exactly what we're going to talk about today. Rice dumplings that are wrapped in bamboo leaves. Have you tried? Oh yeah, you've tried many zones before. Do you like it?
I like them actually very much. I look forward to this every year because, well, you can buy them from people or you can, you know, try and make your own at home. So it's very, very good to eat and fun to make too.
Yeah, it's a very delicious food, but I kind of got sick of zongzi nowadays over the years because I've had too many of them. But anyway,
well, let's go ahead and get to today's article all about zongzi.
Reading.
Wrap your hand around zongzi. Pyramid-shaped rice dumplings wrapped in bamboo leaves, or zongzi, are traditionally eaten during the Dragon Boat Festival to honor the poet Xu Yuan. Today, people still eat them to follow custom, but also because rice dumplings really hit the spot. Zongzi in Taiwan come mainly in two delicious varieties, Northern and Southern. In the Northern style, rice is fried until it becomes chewy and somewhat similar to oil rice. The fully cooked rice is combined with various ingredients and then wrapped. The Southern variety is not completely cooked at first. However, it usually contains more ingredients like egg yolk and fried squid. This plumper dumpling then gets steamed and finally topped with soy glaze and peanut powder when eaten. Zongzi have a long history but remain an everyday food that markets sell throughout the year. And since wrapping dumplings sounds like guaranteeing success in Chinese, zongzi are thought to be as lucky as they are tasty. So, try both kinds of rice dumplings to decide which one is your lucky charm.
Okay, today's article starts off by describing zongzi by saying pyramid-shaped rice dumplings wrapped in bamboo leaves, or zongzi. So before we finish that sentence, let's take a look at the word pyramid. Pyramid-shaped rice dumplings. A pyramid is a large stone building with four triangular, that means three-sided walls, that slope into a point at the top. So when you think of pyramids, what do we think of? We think of Egypt.
Right.
Or we might actually think of Central America. They have their own kinds of pyramids there as well. But mostly, we think about the Great Pyramids in Egypt.
Pyramid 这个字就是大家都听过的金字塔。不过呢，这边比较特别是它用了复合形容词 pyramid shaped， 由名词加上过去分词，表示金字塔形状的。如果你对复合形容词的用法不太熟悉的话，其实只要把句子还原就会很好懂了。所以呢 ，pyramid shaped rice dumplings 变回原本的句子就是 rice dumplings that are shaped like pyramids， 因为原本的句子呢用的是被动式 are shaped like， 所以用复合形容词的时候也需要用过去分词变成 pyramid shaped。 那么如果我要说心形的项链 necklaces that are shaped like hearts， 也就能变成 heart shaped necklace。
Now these dumplings are wrapped， they're wrapped in something， so to wrap means to put paper or clothor something else to cover it. For example, the gift was wrapped in silver paper.
Okay, so wrap 这个动词表示包 果，把什么东西用什么包起来，我们会用 wrap something in something 来表达。文章里看到 wrapped in bamboo leaves， 粽子呢是包在竹叶里的。另外大家可能也听过 wrap up， to wrap something up means to finish something completely， 例如 wrap up a job 收工，或是 wrap up a meeting 结束一场会议。那最后再补充一个跟 wrap 相关的片语，因为 wrap 本身有包裹住的意思，所以如果一个人 be wrapped up in something 表示一个人投注在现在某件事情里面，如果是深陷过去的回忆，我就可以说 He's too wrapped up in the memories of the past.
All right, well, we've covered a lot from this first sentence, so let's revisit it and go back to the very beginning. It says, pyramid-shaped rice dumplings wrapped in bamboo leaves, or zongzi, are traditionally eaten during the Dragon Boat Festival to honor the poet Xu Yuan.
对，这边这一句看到一个节日呢要纪念谁，我们用 honor 这个动词。 To honor someone means to show publicly that someone is respected and admired。 另外看到诗人是 poet P-O-E-T， 那么诗歌的总称则是 poetry P-O-E-T-R-Y。 如果单纯是指一首诗的话呢，这里的诗要用 poem P-O-E-M。
Today people still eat them to follow custom，but also because rice dumplings really hit the spot. Now, what is a custom? A custom is something that is done by people in a particular society because it is traditional.
Custom 就是习俗。So we all know that eating 粽子 is one of the customs of Dragon Boat Festival. Racing dragon boats is also another popular custom here in Taiwan.
We also saw a phrase, hits the spot.If a food hits the spot, it tastes good and makes you feel satisfied. So zongzi definitely hit the spot. Now this phrase, hit the spot, is our shortcut for you for today. So let's take a closer look at this phrase.
Shortcut for you.
Oh, I'm so hungry right now.
I've got something that will hit the spot.
Oh, please don't hit me.
Hit the spot means satisfy your hunger or fulfill your needs.
Oh, hit the spot means 合乎口味，满足所需。
I've got some potato chips.
They're not so healthy, but...They'll hit the spot.
Save some for me. I'm hungry too.
Yeah! 好，那我们再来解释一下 hit the spot 其实照字面上就是击中某个点，所以呢，如果是它其实有刚好派上用场的意思，如果你很渴的时候别人刚好为你准备饮料，你就可以说 The drink really hits the spot because it satisfies your need. 所以呢，文章用它来形容粽子，就是指它很美味，可以满足我们的味蕾。
So you can remember that the next time you're at like a dinner party and the host has prepared some delicious food. After you eat, you can say, that really hit the spot. It's like saying, wow, that was really delicious. All right, zongzi in Taiwan come mainly in two delicious varieties, northern and southern. A variety is a type of thing that is different from others in the same group.For example, the lake has more than 30 varieties of fish.
Okay, variety 作为可数名词代表种类，其实就是 kind 的意思。那另外有一个很常见的片语也可以一起记起来， a variety of 表示各式各样的。For example, new arrival dresses come in a variety of colors and styles. 充满各式的颜色和款式。So there are two varietiesTwo kinds of 粽子 northern and southern. 那么 northern 跟 southern 就是北方跟南方的形容词，如同东方跟西方，我们会说 eastern 跟 western.
So let's learn a little bit more about the northern and southern styles of 粽子. In the northern style, rice is fried until it becomes chewy and somewhat similar to oil rice. If food is chewy,It has to be chewed a lot before it is soft enough to swallow. For example, like some kinds of cookies、
mm-hmm.
can be very chewy, or chocolate bars. Like if you ever have like a Snickers bar or a Mars bar or something like that, those are very chewy as well. You have to chew them a lot before you swallow them. So it's very easy. Chewy just means you have to chew it a lot.
对，所以咀嚼的动词是 chew, C-H-E-W, 所以呢 chewy 变成形容词就是很有嚼劲的意思咯。那么再看到这边用了副词 somewhat, 表示 more than a little, but not very, 也就是有几分某种程度上的意思。例如 he was somewhat surprised by the news, 表示消息让他多少有点惊讶。
The fully cooked rice is combined with various ingredients and then wrapped.
好，我们又看到另一个复合形容词 fully cooked。这次呢，用了副词加过去分词，一样我们把这句话还原呢。The rice that is fully cooked is combined with blah blah blah。所以呢，就是直接把 the rice that is fully cooked 变成 fully cooked rice。一样的用法呢，我们再举个例子，例如说这个商品它被制作的很差 ，the product is poorly made， 就可以用 poorly made product 来形容。
The southern variety is not completely cooked at first, however, and usually contains more ingredients like egg yolk and fried squid. So we're talking about what the zongzi contains. Contain just means if something such as a bag or a box or a place, if it contains something, then that thing is inside it. So we're talking about what is inside the zongzi.
Contain, 动词。包含或者容纳，例如 ，the stadium can contain 80,000 spectators.
This plumper dumpling then gets steamed and finally topped with soy glaze and peanut powder when eaten. We're saying that it is plumper. That just means, well, it's kind of fatter, so it's a bigger variety than the northern kind. It's got maybe more stuff in it. Maybe they put a bit more rice.It contains a few more things, so it gets a little bit bigger and a little bit fatter.
好，那么后面我们看到 finally topped with 这边的 top 呢是动词，表示在一个东西的顶部加上什么。例如，如果一座山的顶部被雪覆盖，就能说 the mountain is topped with snow.
Zongzi have a long history, but remain an everyday food that markets sell throughout the year.Remain means to continue to be in the same state or condition. For example, despite the changes of the company, he remained as a manager.
Remain 是动词，意思是仍保持，仍是什么样的状态。后面可以接形容词，例如 he remained silent during the meeting， 或是像文章看到后面接名词，我们可以举个例子 ，they remain best friends.
This sentence also said that zongzi are sold throughout the year. Throughout means during all of a particular period, from the beginning to the end. So we know that zongzi are sold all year round.
Throughout 是介系词，表示从头到尾。例如 ，He was a great leader throughout his life. 那除了能表示时间概念之外，它也可以表示遍及整个区域，后面能够加地点。例如 ，The festival was celebrated throughout the country.
And since wrapping dumplings sounds like guaranteeing success in Chinese, zongzi are thought to be as lucky as they are tasty.
To guarantee something means to make it certain that something will happen. For example, talent doesn't necessarily guarantee success.
That's right. So, try both kinds of rice dumplings to decide which one is your lucky charm. Now, what is a charm? A charm can be a phrase or an action that is believed to have special magic powers.If you have a lucky charm, it might be something that you carry with you at all times because you believe it brings you good luck. Something that people used to believe brought good luck and some people still believe today is a four-leaf clover. It's a special plant that grows, and if it has four leaves, people believe it brings you good luck. So that's an example of a lucky charm. But it can be anything. It can be your favorite stuffed animal. It can be something that you had with you since you were a kid, or anything that you believe brings you good fortune or good luck.
好，那我们先来再看一下 charm 这个词，它当名词呢，最常见的意思是魅力。例如 ，her personality is her greatest charm。不过在这边说 lucky charm 其实就是指幸运物，就是可以让你很幸运的一个 item。
Well, today we've learned all about these two different varieties of zongzi. We talked about the northern variety and the southern variety, which is sort of the fatter or, remember the word, plumper version of the zongzi. So we hope you've enjoyed learning all about this delicious Taiwanese food. And this actually brings us to the end of today's article. And right now it is time for our For You Chat.
For You Chat.
Okay, today on For You Chat, Polly, we are asking the question, what ingredients do you think make the perfect rice dumpling?
Okay, my favorite ingredients include mushrooms, pork, egg yolk, squid, and I hate pork fat and cooked peanuts.
You hate pork fat and cooked peanuts?
Yeah.
Why? Why don't you like those ingredients?
I don't know, I just don't think...
Just not your thing.
What about you?
Well, for me, it's all about the pork, I think. The flavoring of the pork. Sometimes people put their own little seasoning on it. They do their own thing with that, and I really enjoy the flavor of the pork throughout the rice and all the ingredients. It kind of gets into everything. So I think that's really key, but I do enjoy the eggs as well. I like seafood, but not that much.In a zongzi, I like more like the meat, like the pork in there, not so much the seafood. But yeah, you can sort of mess around with zongzi, your own recipes, and that's one thing that I really like about the Dragon Boat Festival is zongzis are everywhere you go during this time. And you might buy some from somebody down the street, and somebody two stalls over in a market might be selling zongzis as well. They could be completely different flavors, so you can try all different kindsTry out their different recipes, and I think that's one of the really fun things about the Dragon Boat Festival. So you guys at home, you can talk about your favorite zongzi recipes. What do you think makes for the perfect rice dumpling? What would you add or what would you take away to your ideal recipe? All right, that's all the time we have today for English for You, but please do join us again next time. Until then, I'm Joe.
I'm Polly.
Goodbye.
Bye.
Wrap your hand around 粽子. Pyramid-shaped rice dumplings wrapped in bamboo leaves, or 粽子, are traditionally eaten during the Dragon Boat Festival to honor the poet Shi Yuan. Today, people still eat them to follow custom, but also because rice dumplings really hit the spot. 粽子in Taiwan come mainly in two delicious varieties.Northern and Southern. In the Northern style, rice is fried until it becomes chewy and somewhat similar to oil rice. The fully cooked rice is combined with various ingredients and then wrapped. The Southern variety is not completely cooked at first. However, it usually contains more ingredients like egg yolk and fried squid.This plumper dumpling then gets steamed and finally topped with soy glaze and peanut powder when eaten. Zongzi have a long history but remain an everyday food that markets sell throughout the year. And since wrapping dumplings sounds like guaranteeing success in Chinese, zongzi are thought to be as lucky as they are tasty. So,Try both kinds of rice dumplings to decide which one is your lucky charm.
Vocabulary Review. Pyramid. The Louvre Pyramid in Paris is a large glass structure that looks like a triangle.Variety. T tea houses normally have several varieties of drinks to choose from. Chewy. Squid meat is sometimes too chewy if it is cooked for too long. Remain. Giving gifts on Christmas Day remains a popular tradition in many countries. Charm. Temples sometimes sell charms which people buy for good luck.